The White House Report.
The numbers are going up and up. As the numbers of COVID cases in the United States are rising, there are more complaints. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan penned an op-ed telling President Trump he's a Republican governor. Why didn't he get adequate tests for his state of Maryland? More complaints. MSNBC contributor Brittany Packnett Cunningham also discusses President Trump's failure in dealing with the COVID crisis as it relates to proper information being given to the right agencies.
Yesterday, I was reading up on how this administration, led by the occupant, as our good friend Ayanna Pressley calls him.
Yes, she does.
Led by the occupant, they are now calling on hospitals to skip over sending data to the CDC. I know you know this, and send it directly to HHS, right? A division of something that's run by a cabinet post and a division of the executive office. And they are potentially withholding certain medications. Withholding is the wrong word. They're saying that if you don't go this route, that you won't have access to or you won't get counted for some of the treatment medication that hospitals have been using. And this is a very scary thing. Like, I'm not an alarmist, right? But reading this, I'm saying, okay, so here we've got the occupant repeatedly saying that the issue is not that people aren't social distancing. The issue is not that shutdowns need to remain in place. He's saying that the issue is that there's too much testing and that our numbers will just go down if we just stop testing people, which is asinine. So that guy is saying that. And then they're saying, give us the data, don't give it to the CDC, because we don't want people to look to the CDC anymore. Lord knows what you're going to do with that data, if you're going to release all of it, if you're going to, like, I just don't know. And the fact that I don't have any trust in you, what you are going to do with this changed system that you are implementing in the middle of a pandemic, which doesn't make any sense, is precisely the problem.
In a related note, a CNN report shows that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is delaying the release of new reference materials on safely reopening schools this August and September, mandated by President Trump. The CDC is expected to release the information later, but originally they were expected to release the documentation at the end of the week. April Ryan, AURN News.